From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Peter Sagal. Another year, another 40 or so celebrities coming on to an obscure public radio news quiz and risking making a total fool of themselves. As 2007 comes to an end, we thought we'd review some of the highlights of our Not My Job game from this year. Our guests ran the gamut from gadfly Michael Moore to an executive at the company he once tormented, General Motors. We didn't have them on together. That'll have to wait for our new spin-off show. Wait, wait, it's the Octagon of Death. For now, though, let's start with a trip we took to Winston-Salem, North Carolina in September, where panelists Kerry O'Connor, Mo Rocca, and Roy Blunt Jr., and I met one of the area's favorite sons, NBA star Chris Paul. Chris, I know it's weird for you to have a big crowd cheering for you, but don't worry, they're on your side. They want you to succeed. So you're here back in town in Winston-Salem. You're from Winston-Salem, right?
Yes, born and raised.
Born and raised. And you're back home for the second annual Chris Paul weekend.
Yes.
And what is that exactly?
It's a huge weekend. It's a great opportunity for not only me, but for the entire city of Winston-Salem to get an opportunity to meet people that you see a lot of times on TV. You know, a lot of my teammates come in town. Last year we had LeBron James, Muggsy Bogues, Dwayne Wade. This year we're headed towards Habitat for Humanity. So we actually had a Habitat. We actually had a Habitat house built. I actually helped. A lot of people helped with building the house and the family, the Jones family, great family. They actually move into the house tomorrow.
Right.
So tomorrow morning we'll give them the keys.
So let me talk about, I mean, you know, you say about how you got here. Now, you grew up here. Were you like a lot of ball-playing kids in that you just dreamed about the NBA? You know, you had the posters on the wall and just imagined yourself coming out in center court? Was it?
I did. I actually played football also.
Yeah.
You know, actually, when I was a sophomore in high school, I played varsity football and JV basketball, go figure. But, my parents were great. My parents are here, and my dad, who still thinks... My dad, who still thinks he can play.
Really?
You know,
does he go after you? He's like...
He tries.
Really?
I have to bring him down to reality.
Hold on. I mean, what is your attitude? Because is your attitude like, well, okay, we're going to teach him a lesson right now and just like literally climb up his body as you dunk over his head? Or is it like, no, he is my father. I'm going to let him think he has some ability.
No way.
Even after all he did for you, you're like, nobody is
getting... I love him to death, and he knows I love him. But I'm competitive in everything. I hate to lose no matter what it is.
So wow.
My parents have always been there for me. And, you know, when I was growing up, my parents would let me and my brother play basketball if we didn't have a 3.0 GPA.
Wow, really?
Yeah, seriously.
I have a question about, you said in high school you played JV basketball. Does the varsity basketball coach still have his job?
tell you the truth, he doesn't.
Really?
But he was a great man. I actually played for him my 2 years, so he was a great guy.
Now, you are not, despite your astonishing talent and ability and drive and discipline, you are not a... For an NBA player, a particularly tall guy.
I mean, 6 foot, 6'1" on a good day.
Okay. 6'1" when it's humid and you swell a bit.
Exactly.
So do the other guys sort of tease you? Do they put the sodas up on a really high shelf and make you jump? I mean,
they try different things, but at the end of the day, I'm the point guard. So the only way they can get the ball is through me.
Right.
My advice is be nice.
So you're like, I didn't like that comment you made the other day, so I think I'll just stand here and dribble.
Yeah, okay. Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Now, I got to ask you about, like I said, we've never had an athlete on. We're so excited. I got to ask you just like, what life in the NBA is like. I mean, the first thing I got to know is you're out there, it's huge stadium, thousands of people, incredible lights, music, screaming. And then there are those guys behind the basket with their little white blow-up wavy things waving at you?
You just wish they'd sit down.
Really? Do those guys actually bug you? I mean, do they have any effect when you're sitting there trying to shoot the free
throw? Not really. I don't think, you know, not early in the game. Yeah. You know, later in the game, you really don't see them. I don't know what it is. I don't care who you are. If you're the best basketball player that ever played a game, you get nervous, especially before the jump ball. That's when I'm almost about to throw up.
Really?
But right when the ball is thrown up, I'm usually pretty good for the game.
Really? Do you focus? You get locked into it?
Get very locked in. I'm two totally different people on the court and off the court. I always tell my mom if I ever played against her in a game, she'd be in trouble.
Yeah. Because, you know, I got to tell you, I mean, again, as my first NBA player, I'm like, you seem really nice. I feel like... But I think I could take you in the court, but what you're telling me is...
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
You're telling me it's not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going into my third year in the NBA. I still get phone calls from my parents after the game. My mom's like, boy, I saw what you said on TV. the camera go in on your mouth a little too close.
Oh, so no, really?
I saw it, so very conscious of those things.
Yeah. Okay. Ready to do this? Ready to play the game?
I don't have much of a choice.
No, you don't. It's too late now. Too late now. Ha-ha. Because, Chris Paul, we're thrilled to have you here, and in fact, we have invited you here to play a game that this time we're calling...
You want me to eat what?
Most of what we eat nowadays comes not from a farm, but from the geniuses in marketing, not in his darkest nightmares, for example. Could old McDonald have come up with, say, Lunchables? But these products are not all successful. A recent article on mentalfloss.com listed some of the least palatable processed goodies from back in the 70s. Answer 2 out of 3 questions about them correctly, and you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle brand stomach pump, or, if they prefer Carl's voice in their home answering machine, Carl, who is NBA star Chris Paul playing for?
Chris is playing for Francis Doherty from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay, Greensboro.
You ready to play?
Yeah, I'm playing for Francis.
You're playing for Francis.
Do y'all do substitutions?
No. These people paid to see you play, my friend. Wow. You're the starting five, so
good
you're
luck,
here.
Francis.
No,
good
no.
Luck.
Here we go.
Alrighty.
Kids are a huge target for the processed food crowd, of course, but you've got to appeal to the parents, too. Now, that was the idea behind one of these failed food products, which, A, liver pops, frozen liver treats for your kids, B, Vita Yums, chocolate-covered vitamin capsules, or C, I Hate Peas, which processed peas and other unpalatable foods into fake French fries.
Mm. Oh.
Well, I'm not a fan of peas. Let's try I Hate Peas.
And I Hate Peas it is, ladies and gentlemen. Very good.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's right. It's right. All right, you did well. Second question. Though most products are aimed for the convenience of families, sometimes marketers try to woo the single shoppers. Which of these was a failed attempt at making a convenience food? A, baby burger bites, packets of miniature frozen hamburgers, each the size of a marshmallow. B, Gerber singles, baby food for adults. Or C, peanut capsules, little paper-wrapped packets, each with 2 shelled peanuts inside.
Let's pick the weird one. Let's go with B.
Going to baby food?
The baby food.
My God, you're good.
Ugh.
That's right. Last question. One smart marketing strategy, play to your customers' natural laziness. But even in the 1970s, even ease of preparation couldn't save one bad food idea. Was it A, seat warmer dinners, dinners that you put under your seat cushions and cook with your own body heat?
Oh!
Hey, it's wrapped carefully.
I hope that's not the
okay.
Right
B, ready bacon from the makers of Ready Whip, foil-wrapped bacon that you just pop in your toaster. Mm. Or C, fish jerky, pre-cooked, freeze-dried seafood, perfect for picnics and eating on the go.
Mm.
Hmm. Munch, munch.
A is just disgusting.
It just is.
That's not very sanitary.
No.
Let's try B again.
You're going to go for B, ready bacon. My ready God, bacon. He did it again, ladies and gentlemen. Carl, how did Chris Paul do on our quiz?
Peter, let's say Chris scored a slam dunk on
yes.
that one.
Yes.
3 correct answers. So, Chris, you win our prize for Francis Doherty. Congratulations.
But do I get you on my answer machine? I got three right.
You got three right. Work. No.
No.
You're not allowed.
Okay.
There are rules. You can call what? No. Whatever happens backstage is up to them. I'm just saying. But if I see you courtside at the next Hornets game, I will know that a deal went down. Winston-Salem's own Chris Paul plays for the NBA's New Orleans Hornets. He was the NBA's Rookie of the Year 2006. This weekend is the second annual Chris Paul weekend in Winston-Salem, with proceeds from all events going to his CP3 Foundation and the good work that it does. Chris Paul, thank you so much for joining us here.